Buddy, this is the Trinity Metaphysical Center coming to you on Blog Talk Radio. We are among the realms of version 2.0, working with a brand new sound system to come with you for a brand new wonderful sound. All right, so tonight's show is Change Your Energy and You Will Change Your Life. Sitting across from me is the ever beautiful Again,
sorry, new microphone.
New microphone. Sitting across from me is the ever beautiful
Jackie,
the ever stunning
Mercedes,
the ever large and in charge
Charlie,
and Mark. All right, so I'm going to turn this straight over to Jackie, and she's going to get us going with a rocking show tonight.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, first of all, we usually tell you that we're broadcasting from Trinity Metaphysical Center. And we're also the home of Ecrypt Paranormal Investigators, and we're in Hamburg, New Jersey. And tonight's episode is going to focus on energy, well, not just the energy work or energy healing, but our energy in general. So once we learn how to change our energy or control it, we're able to change our life for the positive and for the better. So we can cover a few different topics, how the energy we're in or we're emitting affects us physically, how it affects our thoughts, you know, and how the people around us affect us, our choices and whatnot.
Yeah.
So first of all, I mean, most of you know that when they go for energy work or energy healing or Reiki or whichever modality they choose, a lot of times people are coming in for that to help with something physical or emotional, and that's because it will balance your chakras or your energy points and also work on the physical issue going on. Mostly because we sit in our physical issues because of where we are in our thoughts and our emotional state, and it all affects our body. So when we're able to be aware of, like, our energy, then we're able to have more control of what's going on with us, whether it be physical or mental or emotional. So, you know, basically it's saying a perfect example is that saying where they say you become what you hang around.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hanging around with a lot of negative people, you're going to start to have a very you know, negative or low or dim energy. I call it dim is how it feels to me. And sometimes it's actually toxic. Some people are actually toxic for you. And really being aware of how to try to keep yourself in a more balanced place or positive place when you are around people like that is very important. And we've covered a few of these issues or topics in our past shows. So this show is actually a little bit of everything. A little bit of the, you know, the energy healing on the physical end, a little bit of the law of attraction, you know, and that type of thing. So I know we all have a few stories when it comes to our energy. But definitely one for myself, I notice the difference. Obviously, I am an energy worker, but I do know that certain people or certain situations or issues that come up in my life absolutely affect me. And you could be walking around having a great day and cross paths with somebody or find out news of some sort, and it completely changes you, and it you become consumed in it, it takes over you, and you are emitting a completely different energy. And usually when it comes to that, people are, they notice that things are, like, all of a sudden their day gets really bad.
Yeah.
They're like, why does this keep happening to me? Why is this doing? And it's because we put ourselves there. Sometimes subconsciously, sometimes we're very well aware of it. We just choose to sit in it. But I don't think not everybody realizes how much your energy affects you, you know, and our thoughts control everything.
What about just a negative person coming in, affecting on you? How do they push their energy onto you?
They drain you. They suck you dry.
The psychic vampire. Oh, I got
it. You know what it is? It's just, when somebody is negative and around you, they do emit a completely different energy because they're not happy. Some people are just very miserable. Some people are just choosing to just stay that way. And when they come around somebody, especially anybody who resonates with the energy,
mm-hmm.
And people who don't even realize it, they just know they don't feel good around that person. Or they can, it feels thick when they walk in the house. Or it feels like when they get around them, they almost dread being around the person. A lot of place situations it's for that for people is in their workplace.
Okay.
Like they don't even want to go into work because they don't like who they're around. You know, they don't like the – and we call it the energy there. They don't realize that that's what it is. But, I mean, you're sitting in it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like it, either it's just unhappy or it's stagnant or – and it, you do. It'll start to – you know, you'll start to not feel well. It'll start to stress you out. It'll start to upset you. For some people, they do. They feel very fatigued. Some people are on the verge of crying every day because of that. And some people just start to get very depressed. And so they actually end up in that same – you know, that same place where those people, those negative people are. Negative people, it's tough. That's why we did the show where it's, you know, to be conscious of how to protect yourself and try to, you know, pick your thoughts up and be more positive. And, you know, this show is good for helping people to realize that if they are aware of their energy, then they can take control of it and change it. So that they're not living in that. You know, there's a lot of shows on this stuff, so.
Well, our show also.
So definitely.
What about protecting yourself from that? Like, all right, I walk into an area and I say, whoa, this person is toxic. This person is caustic. I'm getting a bad vibe from this person. Not getting a good feeling. You're making me ill. How do I protect myself? What could I do to keep myself safe from that person besides just walk out?
Well, one of the things I've told people in the past is, this is a popular one, is to visualize the white light around their energy field, but also the bubble. Mm-hmm. I know people laugh about that bubble. That bubble saves will save you from a lot of things. If you just picture that invisible bubble around you and
yep.
and in your head just say only the positive is going to come in, the negative is going to, you know, bounce off. But it is, it's you being consciously aware of that. For some people, they like to do other things. They like to sage a lot. They like to keep themselves cleansed. Sage is very cleansing. The Native Americans use that. Some people like to use their stones. You know, they resonate more with the crystals. There are a lot of protection techniques. The best way is to try not to hang around with negative people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't always do that if it's in your workplace or if it's in your home.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is try to protect your own little space. And One thing I have suggested for people in the workplace is even if they have their own cubicle or their own area where they are, is to try to make their area like their own personal space,
mm-hmm.
whether it be putting, you know, a little fountain there because water is very good. Water is very cleansing. Putting their stones on their desk there, putting a plant there.
Yeah.
Something that – putting pictures of, you know, that they can look at where it's something that makes them feel good or makes – it more positive for them, you know, hanging up little affirmations, which are little things that, you know, put out what they want, all little things like that for your area. And in your home, and I know it's very difficult, especially if you're in a not good relationship or your kids,
yeah.
you know.
You could choose your friends, not your family.
Yeah, yeah, and it's difficult when it's in the home, but trying to keep, when you're more conscious of keeping yourself personally in that place, you know, it doesn't have to come in, you know, so intensely to you.
Yeah.
You know, so that's very important. And what energy work does, a lot of people who are in those situations, that is why they come for energy work, you know. It's a time when they can get into a very meditative state, they can cleanse their body, they can balance their energy points, they can feel better. Because, like I said, a lot of times people who have, that live in negative situations or, you know, they have, sometimes they get one illness and then all of a sudden they drown themselves in that illness and then they have another one and then they have another one. Like there's people who just have so many different things wrong with them because they're constantly consumed and living in that. You know, sometimes when they get the energy work, they're able to release some of the emotional situations or issues that they've been hanging on to, and they will actually start to heal some of those things. You have to be aware of your thoughts and want to. What it is you need to acknowledge them. Denying it and stuffing it and justifying it and making excuses for it, you'll never be able to change it. You need to acknowledge where you are and want to change your life. You know, and sometimes we do know it's not necessarily what we're doing, but being more aware of it. There's so many different situations in this. It's, you know, a lot of different subjects or topics to cover, that people have different situations, whether it be physical or personal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know some of you, I know you particularly.
Me?
Are difficult. Your energy completely changes.
Oh, my God. My energy is trying not to strangle somebody, but yeah. But it's,
that's a typical example.
Well, it's the whole other cultures I got to deal with, too. I mean, you got these, the Middle Easterns. Oh, I'm going to drive you nuts. No, it's the guy. No, none of our listeners. There's a couple guys over there that drive me nuts. A couple of the guys I work with. Oh, and also the guys that, you know, the number crunchers in little cubicles driving me nuts, mm-hmm. about going too fast. And it's one of these things, you know, I guess, even you just, sometimes you just get the person's name and you go, oh, you just feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Or even it transcribes, you know, when you get the email from somebody. Oh, your ship is going half a knot too fast. Oh. You know, and it's a constant same thing. It's a little nitpicking, but yeah, you feel, and you do have to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, it's not necessarily brushing it off, but it's saying, okay.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we can't change something.
Thick
you know,
skin.
And it's easy for us to just kind of do that.
Yeah.
You know, but when it's ourselves, it's hard. So you always want to have either somebody or something that you can look at that reminds you of that, because you know we're all human.
Yeah.
So Charlie, you tell us you have lots of energy stories.
I do, but since we started, I just went back to, it was like 30-some-odd years ago. I had just gotten married. I was married maybe about a year or so. And I had just gotten some really, really good news about a friend of mine. And, you know, you're talking about protecting yourself, and I think we all need to do that because there's plenty of bad energy out there. But there's what I consider overpowering energy, whether it's good or bad, it's overpowering. Everybody knows the ones that come into work or they come in, you know, come into your life or they've got that cloud over their head and they drain the life right out of a room. But, funny enough, if you have some really good energy going on, and I'm just thinking back to when I had first gotten married, I had gotten some terrific news about a friend of mine that I knew in North Carolina. And what happened with him was he had really done well in business, gotten promotions, gotten to a level that not many people get to at a very young age. And when I heard the news, I was elated. I mean, I was really excited for this guy. And I had to go down to the supermarket and pick some stuff up for dinner. And I went down into the supermarket and, you know, I was feeling really good about this whole situation. And it's kind of funny because I walked into the supermarket, I ran around, I got what I needed to do, and the supermarket was right outside this large apartment complex where I lived. So there were long lines of people there. And I got at the end of the line, I didn't say a word, wasn't singing, wasn't, you know, dancing, wasn't doing anything, just standing in line, pretty much just really grooving on my friend's really good fortune. And people were turning around looking at me and smiling. And I thought, well, is my fly open? did I crap my pants? Or, you know, what did I do? What, you know, what's going on? And I smiled back, and people in the other lines would look over at me and smile and nod and then turn around. And I attribute that to the fact that I had such an amount of good energy coming out of me, good feelings from my friend. They felt it.
Mm-hmm.
They felt it, and they turned towards me. Because they knew it was coming from somewhere. Now, I don't know how they knew it was coming from me. Because
you were emitting it.
Well, I was emitting it. It's such a vibrational feeling,
mm-hmm.
that they turned around. Now, you know, obviously, I haven't been in that good a frame of mind in a long time, okay? I don't think any of us hit that level, maybe, but, you know, a few times, you know, in a lifetime. Felt that way when my kids were born, felt that way when I got married, felt that way, you know, certain times when certain things happen in your life, but not all the time. But it was just an unusually, unbelievably good feeling to have. And then to have people notice that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where I work, today was an unusually good day. Unusually good day. I'm going to say that three times. Unusually good day. What Jackie says is, you know, whatever you concentrate on, that's what's going to happen. And if you concentrate on the bad, that's what's going to happen. If you concentrate on the good, that's what's going to happen. If you concentrate on certain people or what's going on, you know, groups of people, that's what you're going to be associated with. That's what's going to happen. Well, you know, I pray a lot. You know, I'm pretty religious. I pray to God. I know He listens to me. My answers do get answered. And the idea here is that I had been praying for a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, and for myself. And I was having a particularly hard time here and there with a few things that were going on at work. And today, everything just fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling it. Then guess what? The branch manager comes over and she says, "I feel great." And I'm like, "Really?" She goes, "Yeah." She says, "Wow, I can't believe what's happening today." And the two guys from our wealth management group come over to me and they go, "This is a great day." I said, "Really? How about that?" My customers came in and it became even a better day.
Mm-hmm.
The tellers that are in the branch, they still had a regular day. But they always just have a regular day. But what I'm saying is the fact that when you look for the good, when you constantly try for the good, when you ask for the good from God, you know, some people believe in God as something, you know, whatever. However they want to see God, that's how they see God. I think we're all praying to the same God, but we call Him different things.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea here is I call my God, God, and I pray to Him. And you know what? When you've got enough good energy where you're looking for even more, when you've got the energy in you where you keep asking for better for your friends, family, whoever, when you've got all of that around you and you protect yourself, like Jackie said, with the white light. In fact, I didn't tell you this. This is the first time I've seen you since the other day. But last night I went to sleep. And I woke up. I guess I woke up early this morning for some reason, around 4 o'clock in the morning. And I closed my eyes. And I saw a white flash in my eyes. And then I opened my eyes and there wasn't a car passing. The blinds were closed. There was no light in the room. It wasn't somebody flicking the light on and off. It was just a flash. And I opened my eyes. Nothing was there. Closed my eyes again. And I figured, well, it's going to happen again. Didn't happen again. It just happened that one time. And it was almost like I was being told that whiteness, because I remembered the, protecting yourself with the white light. I said to myself, this is going to be a great day because the white light is already encompassing me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It happens. I don't care what anybody has to say. I don't care if they believe what we're saying. I don't care if they don't believe what we're saying. I don't care because on the personal level, when you can feel something like that and experience it and go after it again and again and again and get it again and again and again,
mm-hmm.
The fact is that, for me, it works. It's just like when they sit there and they say, well, this guy was cured by a placebo. Does it matter?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
A sugar cube as opposed to a pill.
You can think yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wherever you want to go.
You can think yourself.
Yep.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the mind can conceive, you can achieve,
yep.
Right? And we sit here and we talk about this all the time as far as the energy happening, being in the right frame of mind, going after what you want. We all have friends that have gone the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they end up? In the dumper.
Yeah.
Yep.
They end up in the dumper.
In one way or another.
And sometimes they're in the dumper so long, you know, what they say is, you know, if you're in a pig farm, pigs don't know they stink. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're happy. Pig, you know, it's happy as a pig in, you know, dung.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea here is that pigs don't know that they stink. People, when they're depressed, don't know that they're really depressed. if they get happier, then they realize it. Sometimes people just don't see it. So I'm just fortunate enough to be coming here to know my religion, to know what's going on in my life, and know where I can ask for help, how I can get it, whether it's here at the shop or at church or wherever. You just got to do it.
I agree with you on that one point where I absolutely feel that faith is a big, help in getting people to stay in that positive place. Because if you don't have faith in something, regardless of whether it's God or I don't care if it's people who've crossed over that you're missing or whatever it is, angel, if you don't have some kind of faith, it's hard to have something to focus on to get yourself out of. Especially, you're right, when they are depressed a lot of times, they don't even know they're that low. I do feel people do know they're in a bad place, but what it is they're so consumed with it and wrapped up in it, they'd rather be in it. It's easier to stay in it than it is to do the work to get out of it. And a lot of times all the work is changing your thoughts and thinking positive. And then it's almost like they need to prove to people that they're right, that everything they're saying that's negative is right. So I'm not going to – what if they think positive and it happens? You know, when you were talking about the white light, so if I'm telling you to surround yourself with white light and do an invisible bubble, is it going to hurt? If you're stuck in a negative place, is it going to hurt you to try it? But you need to feel like, you know what, I want to be out of this place.
Yeah, what you just said, I want to be out of this place, or see yourself in the white light. Mm-hmm. You know what I've heard when somebody's got depression is the fact that when somebody's depressed, they tell them, don't think about the depression. Don't think about how bad you feel. Concentrate on somebody else. Concentrate on trying to help somebody else. Guess what? All of a sudden, you know the thing, busy hands are happy hands? Mm-hmm. I got a million of them, okay? Busy hands are happy hands. If your hands are busy and you're working or you're trying to help somebody else, all of a sudden, depression starts to lessen, okay? I'm not saying you can cure it.
It's not all about you.
It's not all about you.
It's not about everything you're going through or all about you. And usually when you are a giver or you are a helper, I think it is easier at some point. You might feel bad, but then you do. When you throw yourself into helping other people and giving from your heart, and you can't really stay in that all about you place, you know. And even if you're somebody who was in a relationship where you were really hurt and damaged and all of that, the longer you stay in that depression of what was, you can't possibly get into, you know, what's to be for the positive, because you're still in the past. And it's hard for people to release that sometimes, but if they could just not make it about them, because when they're like that, they're still in the relationship and it's all about them. It's all about what happened to them. It's all about what another person did to them, you know. And it is. I do know that when people get that depressed and then that consumed, it does become very selfish. It's very self-involved. It is all about them, and that's the person that you want to acknowledge it and get out and change their energy, because their life doesn't need to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they think, you know, I don't care. This is what it is. And then they're miserable. Everybody, they come around, they're miserable. They could put on a facade, but it's still that, like you were talking about, that energy is still going to come off. And they're still going to attract, like unknowingly, more negative things coming to them. And if not to them, to their family, to people who hang out with them, to people that are close to them. They don't even realize that. That's the worst thing about it, is the ripple effect that it has on everybody around you. You know how they always have that saying where when one person in the family gets the illness, the whole family lives in the illness? It's the same thing with negative energy. When one person has it, they all have it.
Yeah, you know what? One thing, you sit there and they say that, you know, when you have depression, you should focus on somebody else and trying to help somebody else, or trying to think about somebody else instead of yourself. And there was a great commercial on a long time ago where this woman is speaking, and you can tell she's totally self-absorbed. And she's talking to this other woman, and she says, "Let's talk about you." And all of a sudden, the other woman's like, "Oh, oh." And she goes, what do you think about my dress?
Well, exactly. Guess what? It's still about you. It's not about what you think. It's about my dress. So, I mean, people with depression, it's tough. Yeah. And, you know, the white light, there's people out there that know about it. They've seen it. And I think Dana does, doesn't she?
Yeah, Dana sees it. Dana sees it, and she is here. We can bring her on in. Mercedes will take care of that right now. And hello, world. Here comes Dana.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dana.
Hey, Dana. How you doing?
Great.
Well, I have a totally unique perspective on this whole thing. because I had only the center for like a couple, I guess.
And I was diagnosed with very, 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 very,
and she knows that I was shaking. And she said, just let go of it. And she put me on her table to do the energy healing. And by the end of an hour, 20 minutes, she had calmed me down to state that I had lost all the fear of it. I mean, I can't say that from that day forward, I took it as a positive energy. And every week I would go for energy healing, and every week I would be calm and you know, I got to the point where this all of this energy healing made a huge difference in my healing properties here. And Jackie knows that. And even the doctor who said to me, asked me what I was doing because out of all of his patients, I was responding. I mean, I'm still taking traditional medicine, but out of all of his patients, I'm responding so much better than anybody else, anybody with the same disease. And he wanted to know what I was doing. And I thought, well, that tells you something about this process of energy healing, because once I got into it, I believed it totally. I mean, I just went for it.
Don't stop talking.
Keep on going.
Yeah. And so I'm to the point now that 9 months later, the doctor thinks I might soon be able to get off the medicine altogether.
Congrats.
Nine months later, how was it doing now?
Jackie, I've done, you know, other healing modalities, but she was there from the beginning with this energy healing, and I cannot speak highly enough of it for what it did for me, and it actually made me almost grateful in one way for contacting this kind of nasty condition, because it opened me up to all of these wonderful modalities and people and energy healing things that I wasn't aware of before. And I think it's been a growing process and an energizing process for me all the way around.
And you embraced it, though. You know, you really worked on keeping your thoughts in a positive place and moving forward, not looking backwards.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's because you have to do that. But I just realized it. I don't know. Somehow the whole thing fit with me, and I did stay positive because I was seeing positive results. And I was feeling just so much better every time that I came there. And I would go home, and like I said, you have your moments where you try not to freak out a little bit, but then you just sort of like back off of it and say, well, we're moving forward, you know. And I believe totally, I mean, my energy process is that I believe totally that the energy of my mind with the help of others around me can make a physical difference.
Right. And one thing you did point out was which is very true, is fear. Fear is absolutely crippling. Crippling to you physically, crippling to you emotionally. And when you have fear of something, it's difficult to get out of that place where you can release and, you know, not get depression, not you know, not make it all about, you know, you were making it all about moving forward and beating something, you know, not, you know,
well, yeah,
everybody
is
naturally afraid.
Yeah, you helped me with that because you saw me when I first came in that first day, and you've never seen me like that since.
No.
You know, after that first day, you helped so much. I mean, I can't, you know, I told you before, but I'll tell you again, you helped me so much, and I don't know how I would have handled this without learning about this whole process, you know, and having this team of people around me. I mean, Charlie did his prayer group, and Vera did her Reiki, and you did your energy healing, and I've tried a couple of other things, but, you know, consistently, week after week, I did my energy healing, and I never got to that initial first day fear again, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I'm a walking testament to it, I think.
Hmm. Well, also, what you did is you didn't let it grip you. The minute you started feeling that feeling, you did come right in. You know, you didn't get it consumed by it first, and then feel like somebody had to pull you out of it. You were already knowing. You know, you had that knowing. I don't want to be like this. You know, I you knew you had to get into that. It's just being in a more balanced state. It's natural to be afraid and have that kind of fear. It's just when you're able to kind of put it into perspective and then just, you know, heal, it's a lot easier than your thoughts get in. Because if you had stayed like that, your body would have been releasing different chemicals and it would have been even tougher, like physically. You would have just, it wouldn't have been the way it went for you, you know?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, and that's what the doctor said. I mean, he's got people with the exact same thing I've got, and he, you know, and he told me, out of everybody I'm treating, he says, you are on one half the medication everybody else is, and you're getting better, you know, and it's like, he says, nobody else is doing what you're doing, you know, and it's like, well, I'm not doing, you know, it's not rocket science, you know, and as a doctor, you know, he didn't really want to hear about it at first, but he's the one that then brought it up, and he started asking me about it because he saw that it was making a difference. And so, you know, I think, you know, my thing is that, you know, I tell people about it. I you know, when I'm in the doctor's office, if I see somebody, like, panicking, I just start telling them my story a little bit to try to help them calm down a little bit. And I think that's partly what, you know, I have learned with this, that if I can help somebody else, because of all the people that have helped me, I mean, isn't that the whole pay it forward kind of thing in the best possible way?
And it's like Charlie said, focusing on someone else can help you, you know, heal even more.
Oh, yeah, Dana, absolutely.
Dana, your doctor, what's his name, Dr. Belvedere?
Yeah.
Charles, don't you wish.
I know.
You wish.
You know what? Well, I saw you, you know, when you came in, and I didn't really know what was wrong or anything like that. And then when we found out, you know, that you were sick, everybody's heart went out to you. But you've always been the type of person that was open to different things, right? I mean, where you travel to, where you lived, I mean, you know, everything. And I think that's what might have been good right from the beginning, was the fact that, you know, at least you were open to it, where some people don't even believe that, even if they don't believe in it, it could still help them.
Oh, I know. They think it's a death knell, and that's kind of crazy because, you know, God bless traditional medicine, but I mean, I think all the other types of energies and things have just as important a place, if not more important, you know. Because the mind is such a strong organ in the body. I mean, it's like, you know, like you were talking about, what's the placebo. I mean, for the frickin' placebo effect. so many times that they just ignore it because it doesn't fit within the mode, when in fact that's the one that's actually doing something, you know?
Yep.
That's one of my favorite words.
I think they're great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my story, and it's like energy. Energy, if you energy can do a lot of things for you. I mean, it can make your workplace better. It can make your life better. It can heal you.
It can even change your financial situation, because when people get so wrapped up in the debt and not having enough, that they're focusing more on that, you know, so they're just attracting more things like that. And
yeah.
If you think positive, then you actually, you know, emit an energy that will bring more positive, you know, situations or abundance to you, you know. So it definitely works in so many different aspects of our life.
Absolutely. Anyway, that's my story.
And you're sticking to it.
And I'm sticking to it. Yes.
The end.
So that's
all I have to say. So I'm going to get off the phone and let somebody else tell their story.
Well, it's because I said you were going to sing, you're getting off.
It's not a story. It's almost a comment on, or not a comment, or an afterthought, or a footnote, whatever you want to call it, your situation. When Charlie said we talked about, we're sending you good vibes. You know, when you pray for somebody, you're sending them positive energy. And it's just another way of doing it. I mean, people can pray, people can meditate. It's all the same thing. You're focusing on a person, and you're focusing on giving them something. I'm praying for good things to happen. I'm sending positive energy to you for good things to happen. I'm praying for sunshine. Guess what? I'm sending positive energy to Mother Nature to clear the clouds up and give me sunshine. You know, but... Yeah, just something I was thinking about. Like I said, send somebody, put me in your thoughts and prayers. All right, send me that positive energy.
Well, yeah, you know, and you don't have to be, I'm not a religious person, but I believe in the power of whatever, prayer, thoughts, energy. It all is part of the energy that goes out into the ether, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Angels.
And I'm grateful for all of it.
Right.
And speaking of angels... I have a story. Also, an angel has a story for us.
Well, I speaking on depression. I am someone who suffers from anxiety and depression, and I have for a very long time. And I really struggled with it when I was in high school. And for anyone who doesn't know, I'm like the baby of the store. I'm only 23, so it's not like it was that long ago that I was in high school. It was just about 5 years, but. It took me a really long time to kind of pull myself out of that place where I was really feeling bad, and I think I sort of started with that when I moved to Delaware with my parents. My parents decided they wanted a change of scenery. Like 19 or 20 years of my life, I lived in New Jersey, and then my dad decided he wanted a change of pace, so we moved down to Delaware near the beach. And I just thought to myself, I've been stuck in this rut, being in the same place, and I have this chance to start over, and I'm moving to this beautiful town. I'm going to be by the ocean. I'm going to have a chance to meet new people who, you know, really don't know anything about me. And I don't have to be the sad person anymore. So I'm not. I really changed it and decided, I just made a decision to be happy, and I was really in a good spot down in Delaware. And then this past, like probably about a year ago in May, I moved back up to New Jersey, to Montclair, and I've kept that positive mindset, and it's really great. And I have a story similar to Charlie's before where my mom used to work at the Chase Bank in Hampton, and the assistant manager at that branch, I went in one day to do some banking, and I went up to her, and she just looks at me, and she goes, Mercedes, are you happy? You look very happy. And I was like, you know what? I am. And, you know, ever since that one point in time, I really did make that conscious decision to be happy, and I am. And it's funny the way that life works, because when you make that decision, the universe has a way of almost getting rid of those people that bring you down and pull and have the potential to pull you into that negative space. Because if you would have talked to me 5 years ago when I was graduating high school, I do not even remotely have the same group of people that I hang around with. I have, you know, a couple of friends that I've been friends with forever, and I will be friends with them forever, but generally the people that I'm around are not the same as they were 5 years ago when I was stuck in that negative spot. And a lot of those people are still in their negative places. And, you know, I know we were talking about how you have to make a decision to help somebody else and that'll help you. But a lot of times for people that are depressed, it's hard to even do that because I think that you really need to make the decision to help yourself first before you can help anyone else. That's the other side of that coin. I know, speaking from experience, because when I was deep in it, I was awful to a lot of the people that I love so much, and I feel terrible about it, but you don't even realize it when you're doing it. And then you come out of it, and it was like you're in a haze the whole time. So, but yeah, you really do have to just make the decision, like,
to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
That's the first.
This is what I am, and this is what I'm going to do to help myself.
Right.
And when I start to help myself, this is what I'm going to do to help other people. And that's just.
Do you know why you were depressed? I know why you were depressed.
Why?
You were living in Newton.
You got out of Newton, everything cleared up.
I know.
Come on.
I know. Think about that. I got out of
Newton. Whenever I go to Newton,
fine.
I get depressed. No, I'm only kidding. Newton's a great town.
Well, I was really in Hampton, and Hampton is very nice. So.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's
Hampton.
Where I was.
Hampton
but...
Diner.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, a diner. A diner would be good right now. A little gyro action. Yeah.
But that's my story, so I don't have any.
That line you said, though, to decide to be happy now, that's exactly it. Because if you're, when you're wallowing in the other stuff, you're deciding not to be happy, and you're only finding the negative. And the other thing is you can be and you are whatever you want to be. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, we've obviously learned this from ourselves, from what we've been able to bring in for ourselves, or, you know, whether you're somebody who's, you know, heard or read The Secret or whatever, that once you set your mind to something and focus on it, you will have it. You will achieve it. It will come somehow. It comes about somehow in some way. And sometimes you just don't know how it's going to be, but it does. And then when it does, you're like, it worked. You're like, this really, there is something to this. And I think for those of us that have already tried it, we've already done it. So we've already seen it happen in certain other areas. And then we're like, oh, well, if it works for that, then it can work for this. So,
and it really is true, because when you're in that negative space and you're thinking all those negative things, you bring that negativity to
you.
I used to tell people all the time when I was feeling emotionally bad and I was really deep in the depression, I was like, my whole body aches all the time, constantly. Like, it's not just your emotions. It's your entire physical being.
Yep.
So
the hardest part is, you know, you sit there and say making the decision. Sometimes people can't even make the decision.
I mean, I know that.
It's, and what I meant before was, if you're depressed and not in the state that you were, okay, but if you can actually work
having a bad time in life,
having a bad, everybody
not
has
where
their,
you're like, well, needing to, you know, you're that suicidal.
Well, think about this. Everybody has their own pity party sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, woe is me. Oh, geez. Why did this happen to me? Oh, gee. You know, and here we go again. You know, everybody's got that. Everybody. I don't care how good you are. Everybody's got that. But when you're depressed, sometimes there is no way out. Sometimes you just have to get professional help. Sometimes you have to try to listen to them, and even that doesn't work sometimes.
Which, personally, I fought for a very long time because I am so much the person that I do like to do things for myself. I'm very self-sufficient, and I have learned now to ask people for help and to get help elsewhere. But I fought it for so long, and I was so much worse off for that. And I hope that if anybody is listening that does have depression, anxiety, whatever, and you're making the conscious decision to try and deal with it yourself and it's bad, don't seek help because it just gets worse from that point.
It's even worse for the ones that have depression and they don't admit they have depression.
Yeah.
They're like in denial about it because then they just literally live in their misery and negativity, and it just goes on from one person to the next to the next, so that when they're walking through like a room, everybody's just, they're like clearing it out basically. Yeah.
And I think what's really hard in our society too is I know this, it wasn't acceptable to have depression many years ago, but now it's like, you're not depressed, brush it off. Yeah. Man up.
Yeah, man
but
up.
That's not that's yeah, not the way it is.
Yeah.
It's not
up.
That easy for anyone who thinks that way. It's how, really not that
how does
easy.
How energy work help you with depression?
Oh my gosh, you feel it right away.
What do you mean? What do you feel? Like, what do you feel?
Well, as soon as you lay on the table and you're in that calm, relaxing space, I mean, I go into a deep meditation personally when I do it, so
you
I don't...
You start talking in your sleep, right?
Well, yeah.
People do.
And I get a lot of psychic information now when I do...
We've heard you. Brad Pitt.
I know.
Brad Pitt.
I know.
Brad, what is this Brad Pitt? Was I away for this one? Oh, my.
But, yeah, well, personally for me, when I get energy work, I see my chakras realigning. So, like, I see the colors going back into place where they're supposed to go, which, according to Jackie, that happens to people pretty frequently as well.
A lot of people see the colors.
Which is a great experience because I think, like, one of the first times I got energy work with Jackie, I woke up and I was like, I saw the colors. They were all moving around. And I was really excited. She was like, yeah. But you feel so centered and calm afterwards and... You know, I think it has a lot to do with me personally going into that meditative state for that.
It's releasing.
20 minutes, releasing, half an hour,
it's like Xanax without the pill.
Exactly.
You know, but it's a lot of anxiety patients have gone off their medication with energy healing because of that. It's just a calming internally.
If you had really bad depression, right, if you were, say you came here with the really bad depression, would you say... that once a week for energy work, twice a week, every day, what would be the cure for it, if, to help?
I think for someone who's really in it, twice a week. For me, I unfortunately only get here every once in a while for energy work, but for someone who's really in it, I would definitely say twice a week, especially if you're making the conscious decision to not be on medication. But some people, you know, need that. Because it's body chemistry. Mm-hmm. Like
once
for me,
most people get balanced, they usually come back
like
twice a month. Some people come every single week, like people who have illnesses and diseases, or people who have really bad anxiety, and they can tell when they start to feel it. They don't like to feel the anxiety at all, so they'll come once a week. So, but usually twice a month keeps you in pretty good shape, you know, balancing.
Yeah, you know, I told you, like, if this was 10 years ago, there's no way I'd be sitting here. Because 10 years ago, I was like, oh, come on. I was the guy that said, come on, buck up, you know, come on. Just be a man. Or,
put your big kid pants on.
Yeah, pull your panties up and, you know, stop squirming, you know, just do something. But you know what? There are times in your life when you're not in control. You know, there's that one statement that people make that I've heard so many times and I laugh every time I hear it. You know, man makes plans and God laughs. Well, you know what? God is, I don't mean to be the downer here, but God does help out. But when he needs help, he sends energy through people. And it's probably his energy coming because it's divine. Obviously, it's helping. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, energy work's the only way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
really
if you're not in a place where you can get some sort of energy work, I would definitely recommend meditating.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And meditating, like, to what? Is there, like, drum beats, or is there music?
I go on YouTube, personally. You could find any sort of meditation on YouTube. Opening your third eye, relaxation, money, this, that, love, the other thing, you know. So you could find it for anything. I like it for relaxation and peace.
Can you meditate without the music or without the drumming or without, you know, do you have to have that or can you just
I think it's a personal preference. I think if you put yourself in that quiet space and you don't have a lot of noise around you, I think you could do it without music or guided meditation.
Is this like when you see the people sitting in like the yoga position with their legs crossed and their fingers, you know, touching each other on each knee, and they're sitting there and they're sort of like going,
I don't necessarily think that. I think if
some people do chanting and, you
chanting,
know,
that's what I meant. Chanting.
They'll do that for meditational purposes.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Everybody's different. I personally resonate with music. I even do my readings with music in the background, so I don't do anything without music.
Yeah.
And even when we were starting, you know, we were getting ready for the show, we were playing, you know, the healing and relaxing music through the, you know, through our headphones. It's just like, it does, because even when we all get there, we're all like, we get all, something upsets us or gets our little panties in a bunch, and we all need to do it. But the thing is it's the conscious effort.
Conscious effort.
You know, because
relaxed effort.
Relaxed energy,
right? Relaxed
all the time.
All the time.
And my other favorite thing to talk about, I've talked about it a few times on the radio show now, is working meditation, which is where you're doing something like cooking or baking or mowing the lawn, but you have to kind of clear your head out and just focus on what you're working on. Like, I'm mixing this flour, I'm cracking these eggs if you're cooking, if you're mowing the lawn, I'm mowing the grass, I'm, you know, you have to be focused on what you're doing. But that's another sort of meditation for people who feel that they don't have the time to sit down or they find it hard to sit still. So
my wife has me meditate when I'm doing the wash, when I'm loading or unloading the dishwasher. You know, yeah, it's sometimes, and you know what? Granted, I'm making fun of it, but sometimes the most menial thing you can do actually is a way to just release any of the anxieties you have in your brain. And sometimes it works out really well. There's probably people that cut the lawn. I used to love to cut the lawn until my lawnmower died. But, I mean, you would sit there and it was mindless. And as you just went across and made that straight line down to the end of the yard and then turned around and came back, you know, so Forrest Gump, like, you know, he had the world on a string. Why? Because he had a clear mind. And you know what? If you have a clear mind, you've got everything. That's what everybody's looking for.
My dad is a perfect example of those working meditation people because he unfortunately has very bad arthritis, and he has both his hips replaced and one knee replaced. And when he got his knee replaced, he used to have his own company, and he worked on refrigeration units on trucks. And, of course, you can't be climbing up and down huge trucks after you have your knee replaced. It just doesn't bend the way that it did previously. So he had to retire, and he was a little bit in a slump for a while. And to pull himself out of it, he bought like a big like landscaping mower, and we lived in that sort of suburb community where he offered to mow people's lawns for however much money during the week or on the weekends, and that was his working meditation, and he really pulled himself out of his little slump of not working anymore from that. So.
Damn, I wish you lived in my neighborhood. Well, listen, talking about, you know, like your dad pulling himself out and getting positive thoughts, we have Jill from Illinois on the line about getting her thoughts, you know, positive. So, Jill, what can you tell us about how you got your thoughts?
My problem is, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
My problem is I used to always think I was an optimist, and now I'm getting in touch with the fact that I actually am a very negative thinker. So I'm not attracting to me what I should. So what do I do to help my mind?
Well, the idea I would say is just think of a positive life. Everything has to exactly. First off, be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what you have. Start with the small things. You know what? You looked outside. It was a beautiful day. Be happy for that. Start yourself off on that positive step. And when you start thinking good things, you start being thankful, you start being happy for what you have, you're going to find it's going to be easier and easier and easier to start having those positive thoughts. If you wake up today and say, oh, you know what? It's rainy out. It's a bad day. No, no, no. Start the day with, it's raining out. It's beautiful. The flowers are getting watered. Water brings life. What a great thing. And you'll notice, like that, you're going to start to pick up. You're going to have a little pep in your step. You're going to feel better about yourself.
The biggest thing is to put out what you desire first, not what you fear. And to if there's like 101 things going wrong, just to find one thing to focus on at that moment that is going right or that you can, that makes you happy. That, and I do suggest always to people, like I said earlier, to put a picture of something somewhere or a reminder of something that when you're in a bad place that you can look at it quick. Or that, because it's a proven fact. Scientifically, I do energy work, and there are different chemicals that are released from your brain through your body between a negative thought and a positive thought.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to, as soon as the negative thought and you're conscious of it coming in, is to push it out right away, which is good because you are aware of that now.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill, can I say something? This is Charlie.
I just wanted to
let you know, I am definitely not the most positive person in the world, okay? I sometimes look at things from out in left field, and my wife tells me all the time, she says, well, that's not positive. But when I get up and I feel that I'm not in a good mood or the day's not going to go exactly the way I want, I start with just like Jackie said, one thing. But I start a little simpler. I try not to look for the good in things, okay? I'm not going to tell you to try to do that. But I try to think of what makes me smile, mm-hmm. okay? And when I do that, okay, I'll tell you what makes me smile. And this is going to sound stupid. I like puppies.
Yeah.
I like puppies. And some people like kittens. I like kittens too. But puppies are my thing. And when I see a puppy that I think is really cute, I have to smile. And when Jackie says, when you smile, different types of chemicals are released in the brain. We used to have, where I worked, a boss that put a mirror on everybody's wall right in front of their telephone. And it was a sales office. And this guy sits there and he says, look in the mirror before you dial the number that you're calling and smile into the mirror while you're making that call.
Ooh.
And see what kind of a response you get.
Yeah.
And guess what? They can hear that smile on the other end of the line.
Yep.
Now, your brain, if you keep feeding it little things that it likes, like me, I like puppies. I think of puppies, and I got a smile. It puts me into a good frame of mind. I'm not going to say it's going to be that simple for you, because obviously you're saying that, you know, you're trying to get your thoughts in the right position. But only think about one thing that makes you happy. It might be somebody getting married. It might be maybe your child. It might be a relative. It might, you know, it doesn't make any difference what it is or how small it is. If it makes you happy when you wake up in the morning, think about it. Don't think about anything else. Don't think about the day. Don't think about going to work. Don't think if you have monetary problems. Don't think about that. Just think about something that'll make you smile right when you get up. And from there on, try to carry that with you the rest of the day. What's going to make you smile? Just one thing. And, you know, that might help you. It helps me. Jackie, you believe that?
Yeah. I mean, it has everything to do with your thoughts. You know, your mind dictates your body. And the first step is recognizing it. You know, once you've recognized that, wait a minute, I think I've been in a little funk lately, or I've been a little negative, or I've been a little down. And you can feel it. Absolutely, you feel it physically. Usually you're more tired, you get headaches, and then things start to hurt. Your back hurts, your wrists hurt, your hands hurt, your arms hurt, your hips hurt. Like things that didn't hurt, you knees.
Mm-hmm.
Knees, very big, because that they represent moving forward.
Yep.
You know, necks, because that's the flexibility. So there's certain things that'll start to hurt. Your backs, it's your foundation.
Yeah.
You know, it's your, you know, your, you know, the solid part of you. And when all that's shaky, everything starts to hurt.
Yeah.
Sometimes it also helps if you verbalize it to someone who you're very close to.
Or
like
journal.
Or journal it. But today even, I texted Jackie before I came to the store for the radio show today, and I said, Jackie, I've been a little bit depressed lately. I've been in a little bit of a slump, and I don't know why I can't pull myself out of it. And she texted me, and she said, well, when you get here, we'll talk about it, and we'll try and see what we can do for you. And sometimes it really helps to have a friend who just gets it. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just someone who's going to listen to you and not talk back, it helps to just get that negative feeling out.
Tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Listen. Mm-hmm. The listener, that's important.
Yeah, but you also got to understand Mercedes is a Mets fan, so.
What? That's not true.
Jill, are you a Cubs fan or are you a White Sox fan?
You know, originally, you know, we were all Cubs fans, except for my grandfather. He was always a Sox fan.
Okay.
And then out here, now it's kind of equal.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't when I was growing up, but it seems kind of equal now.
Yeah.
So either, you know, I had either one with me, but I grew up with being a Cubs fan.
Well, either way, you got the Bears coming this fall with football, so things will get better. But if you try that, maybe it'll work, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Okay,
you're
Jill,
welcome.
Take care.
Jill, I want you to make us your favorite listener every Wednesday night, you know. We love all our friends. Thank you very much for calling in, Jill. Hope we helped out.
Yes, thank you.
It's always good to hear from the fans. Always good to hear the fans. Okay, right now we're going to take a little break here. We're going to play a commercial from one of our good friends, Pam.
And essential oils are very good for relaxing you and making you feel better. Absolutely.
Especially the lavender. Oh, my. That is one of the most relaxing. Oh, yep. Peppermint for you?
Peppermint's great for headaches, too.
Somebody did that. They were giving me their peppermint because I was complaining really bad migraines. They gave me the peppermint. I also stopped drinking coffee, which I think they're both an issue. But
well, you probably had caffeine withdrawal.
Oh, I got it bad. All right, so we're going to take a little 1 minute and 54 second break, and we will be back momentarily. Everybody, enjoy Pam.
Hi, this is Pam. Yeah, that's it. From Tell Them Pam Sent You, here to talk to you about Young Living Essential Oils. Are you using essential oils in your spiritual and healing practice? Are you using them for wellness and meditation? I know I am. Essential oils raise your vibration and can enhance your psychic experience. There's an undeniable movement going on right now, an awakening, and people are finding out what essential oils are and what they can do when they're used in their purest form. Their healing properties are undeniable. Young Living Essential Oils are among the top 4% in the world, never cut with synthetics or additives. They're planted, harvested, distilled, and bottled by the same company. That's the Young Living seed-to-seal process. Current labeling policy for essential oils requires that for a bottle to say 100% pure, get ready for this, it only has to contain 5% essential oil. Can you ingest your lavender or frankincense? Take a look at your bottles. If they say do not ingest, not for human consumption, do not ingest. And don't put it on your skin. Use Young Living therapeutic grade essential oils. They truly are 100% pure, free of chemicals, pesticides, and heavy metals. You deserve the best. Your clients deserve purity, not oils cut with fragrance. What's in your wellness kit? Can you apply your peppermint and your lavender now freely, knowing the difference? Please contact me for more information, Pam Jordan, at VibrantSense.com. That's www.PamJordan.VibrantSense.com. And look me up on Facebook. Look for Tell Them Pam Sent You.
And we're back. All right, so like Pam said, look for Pam Sent You. But yeah, we were just talking about some of those scents. Lavender was good. Peppermint was good. The other cool thing I found out about those oils, they are ingestible, which is kind of interesting. It's a lot of these ones they have out there, they're chemicals, so you're getting the scent. These you can actually ingest them. The other ones you're gonna get sick.
You can make cookies with them too.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Put them in your meatloaf.
Ooh, a little peppermint in the meatloaf? Yeah, that would be nice.
Peppermint,
Well, what flavors we got up there?
Yeah, we got all kinds. Good stuff.
But,
peppermint and garlic.
I was thinking of some of the stuff we were talking about, and you know, you're talking about making your place the safe spot. I have an interesting story about that. So I work at sea, and we get all these weird personalities all the time, and we get weird guys that go to sea all the time. And traditionally, when you're going to sea, you're not happy. Because I got Charlie laughing. You're leaving your lifestyle. You're leaving cable television. You're leaving anything that's not even moving. And
It's I don't know. It's just one of these things. You don't get these happy people. One of the things we do on our ship is we make it a family environment. And it's interesting. I bring up all these foreign people, and the first thing they look at is they come on. We have pictures of all the crew, guys from 2 years ago, a year ago, people's birthdays, and in these pictures, people are always smiling. And you walk out and you see that, and you automatically you feel that energy, even from these pictures of people smiling. I'll see people stop and they'll come on grumpy and this and that, and they look at it. Oh, look. Everyone's smiling on the ship. Everybody's so happy. And it changes their energy right off the bat. I mean, it's great. It's a great, great thing. So, like Jackie and Charlie were saying, at your workplace, you know, make your cubbyhole your zone. Put the water up there. Put the scents out there. You know, make it that positive place, and people will react to that. In fact, people might be coming over there for a little extra positive energy now and then.
I don't know. I think you're full of it.
No, people come over that little bottle we got there. That's what it is.
No, I think you're 100% because, you make yourself your positive place. People respond to that.
Yep.
You're 100% right. People respond to smiles. Mm-hmm. People respond to good attitudes. People respond to good energy. People don't respond if you're in a bad mood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't respond to that. They pretty much look the other way.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, when you say set the environment that you want, okay, sometimes it's not that easy, but if you work at it and you work at it every day just a little bit at a time, maybe you can change that. Me, on the other hand, like I said, my wife thinks I'm negative. Okay. Everybody else thinks I'm pretty good, but my wife thinks I'm negative, and I have to work on that at home. But, you know, you sit there and you say, you set the environment, you set the expectations to yourself. You don't have to say it to anybody else. You set the expectations to yourself, and you try your best at trying to get there. And, you know, with anything, it's just like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You don't eat the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
You eat one bite at a time. So if you've got a really huge type of situation in front of you where you sit there and say, wow, I'm really negative. I really can't do this. I'm depressed. I'm whatever. You just try to make those small changes, and that'll make a difference.
Yeah.
Right?
No eating Dumbo.
I wouldn't want to eat Dumbo, no.
No. Some of the other elephants, maybe, because there's a lot of meat on those, but not
I'd
Dumbo.
Elephant. I'll pass on
big
that.
Elephant steaks. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I once had the biggest steak known to man. I was in Bahrain, and it was a tomahawk cut.
Tomahawk.
The steak, the meat part of the steak alone was the size of this computer, and the bone went out probably about to here. It hit the plate of the guy next to me.
How many pounds was it?
I have no idea, but it was a steak for two.
And you ate it.
And the waiter just kept telling me, he's like, and this is my happy place. I was in a happy place. He kept telling me, he goes, well, who else will be eating with you? I said, just bring the steak.
And when you got back to the boat, you had a little bottle of those pills called colon blow?
No, my captain said, as soon as I finished it, I leaned back. I had three vodkas in me. I had a glazed look on my face and went to a meat coma, and that was my happy place. That was my happy thought. That was it.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm happy for you.
That's a whole different radio show altogether. This is something for the Food Network.
Yeah, that'll be in your body for the next 48 to 62 hours. Holy cow. I can't see. I like meat. I do like meat, but I'm a big fish fanatic.
Oh.
And I'm a happy guy in the fish area. I love chicken. I could eat 42 different types of chicken.
Me too.
I could eat chicken morning, noon, and night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad Vera says we sound great tonight. Vera's out there listening.
Yes,
I'm happy for Vera because
checker.
I love you. Vera, I love you.
I don't want to get yelled at. Gotta make it sound good.
I wish Dave was listening too, but that's okay. He's probably out there playing his guitar somewhere.
You know what? We're on the topic of food. What about diet? Does diet have something to do with positive energy?
No.
No?
Yes, it does.
Charlie.
It does.
Yeah.
You know, anything, obviously.
But I mean, though, the thing is, you're eating Twinkies.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Constantly.
Mm.
Twinkies make me happy. But
for how long, though?
Until I get in the scale.
Scale.
Until
yeah.
You get in the scale, yeah, but
which is probably the
worst thing, yeah.
Impression.
But
Twinkies.
No, but you know what? I've got some friends of mine that were juicing, and they were juicing, you know, fruits and vegetables and all that. No meats,
yeah,
just fruits and vegetables. They lost. I'm telling you,
a ton of weight, like 100 pounds. They cleanse their system. They lost the weight. They said they had more energy than ever before. And not only that, then they started, you know, weaning themselves back, not onto meat, but onto, you know, fresh vegetables, not the pureed ones and the juiced ones and all of that. And you know what? I would think that if you're cleansed and you've got great energy and you went somewhere to get energy work, it must have been like electrifying to get energy work done like that. What do you think, Jack?
Well, yeah, usually when somebody gets energy work, a lot of times I do tell them, especially if I noticed, you know, when I was working on, you know, areas that were blocked, I'm like, you might be in the bathroom for a while, because that actually does that.
Yeah.
Cleans you out. Because that's what that's doing. You know, them doing that kind of stuff is cleaning their system out and, you know, getting rid of all the junk and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you said when I got energy work, and I don't come enough for energy work, but you said when I had energy work, you were forcing all the bad energy out through my fingertips and my toes, and that. And I'm sitting there saying, can you imagine if you were cleansed already? Can you imagine the electrifying feeling
we have to do that. Work on them.
Yeah, I'll go for a double shot.
Nah.
Well, what would the time be between cleansing? I mean, you go get the energy work done.
And
70 days, Mark. 70 days.
70? It takes me about 40 days just to decompress from those 70 days. But
70 days.
No, I mean, you go before you go out to sea.
Yeah.
And you come back as soon as you get back from sea.
Oh, yeah.
So that would work.
Oh, you know what would be the great time to get me is a week before getting back. That's when, that 12 days of madness on the coast. Come ride the ship.
Isn't that what they have penicillin for you?
That's when we go to Thailand and stuff. But
well, I'm not going to, I don't really juice. I've done like smoothies and stuff like that, but I was clean eating while I was in Delaware, which is no carbs, no sugar. You're very conscious, like high protein, high fiber, and I'm going to start doing that again because I need to lose some weight. So when I start doing that, I'll come for energy work and we'll test it and I'll let you know how it goes.
No sugar, no carbs.
No sugar.
No pasta.
No sugar, low. It's not no carbs, it's low carbs. But most carbs are coming from vegetables that you're eating.
No,
and then you reintroduce,
no
like, no, none of that. Unless it's whole wheat.
I'm tapping
bread,
that
no
one.
Bread?
Ooh. Oh.
You reintroduce that stuff back into your diet, but you're not eating a lot of it.
Slim
and
Jim.
Trust me,
like
the amount of energy I had when I was in Delaware was crazy. Even after the first day. The first day you get a really bad headache because
you're detoxing.
Yeah. And
is it going through withdrawal?
Yeah, it's kind of terrible. You get a really bad migraine, and then the next day you're like the freaking Energizer Bunny and you can't stop. You don't have enough things to do. So it's good, but I'm going to do that again soon, so I'll let you guys know how it goes.
I was thinking about buying that thing you see on TV, the Bullet.
Nutribullet?
The Nutribullet.
They're really good.
And you just put it in there, and then it's like, sort of like, you know,
yeah.
And then you drink it. Mm-hmm. I'm just afraid, how many different things can you together, you know?
Twinkies.
Well, you gotta have stuff that's gonna
be good for that. Yeah.
You gotta have stuff that's.
It would be
good.
Hard for some people to cut the Twinkies and the Oreos.
Well, actually,
especially if you have a sweet
nuts.
Tooth.
Oh, my!
I don't have
it. Mine is Slim
Jim. Oh, you know what? I'm sure you could make like peanut butter or something in
a
Nutribullet. I'm not sure though. I don't have one. So.
That's true too. That sounds like a great
You can make
idea.
Natural peanut butter or peanuts in a Nutribullet.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
You just grind it up. I mean, the only thing that's different is the type of oil they use. You have the hydrogenated oil. That's in the regular stuff as opposed...
Palm oil.
Yeah.
You need palm oil.
As opposed to palm oil, yeah.
Sunflower and coconut oil are really great for you, too.
You need to have a show with a nutritionist.
Oh, that would be...
We
do.
Let's find one of those.
We have a couple.
Do we?
Whoever...
I'll get in touch.
Whoever that is probably going to slap me across the head. You eat what?
Yeah, while we're sitting here before the show, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A little slop we eat.
Oh, those are good dumplings.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually have some fresh-made homemade hummus I had. Maybe with the kids today, it's going to be chowing down when I get home. Oh, it's just good.
Hummus.
It's good.
Oh.
Yeah, baby.
Chickpeas are high in carbs, though, because they're a type of
chickpeas.
Sorry, I hate to break it to you.
Man.
But it is good for you.
Chickpeas
delicious.
Is good.
I don't
like
chickpeas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Really good.
I haven't had falafel in a while. A couple weeks.
A falafel. We're talking healthy here. You're talking falafel?
Falafel's, it's very,
oh, yeah,
if it's
yeah,
done
it's
right,
good.
It's very healthy.
Last time I had a falafel, I was on 42nd Street getting ready to get on the bus.
Oh,
yeah.
42nd. I worked in the city at 48th and 6th Avenue. I was walking down to the Port Authority. Right outside the Port Authority, there was a guy with a falafel stand.
Yep, dirty with a falafel cart.
I grabbed it. I started eating it. All I had to do was walk upstairs and get on the bus and come home. By the time I walked upstairs and got onto the bus to come back to Bergen County, I was sitting there in a pool of sweat. My stomach was twisting. And for the next hour and a half on my way home, I thought I was going to die.
I can make it. I can make it.
Yeah, I can make it. That's pretty much it because I kept my legs tightly close together. And when I got home, I squeezed in the door and just made it.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it was bad. Oh. It was bad. Falafels in the city on the street vendor, I wouldn't do.
Way too
hot dogs,
but they're great at Reading Terminal Market in Philadelphia if anyone ever goes.
Okay, in a reputable place, but a street vendor that probably had the same meat on there for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that's why it tastes so and it was boiled in the same water as the hot dogs, you know?
Hot dog.
Hey, that's positive energy, right? That's a lot of positive energy right there.
Positive energy that you can have uretic right there.
That's a big bucket of negative energy. I've never heard of it. Hey, that's the colon cleansing. Okay, so we're going to do the colon cleanse. We'll go to 42nd, get the falafel. Clean. You know what? We'll get the falafel, top it off with some White Castles. I mean, we'll be cleaned out. Then we'll go see Jackie.
Let's just eat a whole pot of sauerkraut and sit around in broccoli.
No, explode that room. She has candles going.
The moral of the story is, if you have a good diet, it will change your energy.
It will.
And your mood. So
it will.
That's that.
Good for you, Mercedes.
Good. Way to salvage the show. Rain Jill, I hope you're still a listener, you know. Thanks.
Hey, Jill, sauerkraut makes you smile, too, so, you know.
Makes everybody else would frown.
That's not the person next to you.
Usually in a few hours.
No beans either.
Speaking of smiles, here's an interesting thing. If anyone thought that, listen, they haven't turned us off yet after that last conversation. Frown and smile. It's actually more muscles in your face to frown, and you have to physically make
and
yourself
wrinkles.
Do it. And a smile. Mercedes is doing the frown right now. Ready? Put the frown down. Go. Ready? This is great radio now. Put the frown.
I can't
now,
do it
because
I'm smiling.
I know. But you put the frown down and you feel the strain in your face. When you smile, it's nothing. It's like two muscles. When you frown, it's like 40-some-odd.
When you've got high
hopes. You've got
high hopes. Okay, forget it. No.
I was going to go high on the apple pie in the sky.
No,
this was a great show.
Well,
at least you could tell our energy is positive.
Man. No.
We always have a great time.
No, see, what it was is this little thing right here is a positive energy emitter.
Is that what that is?
I jacked it to 11.
Was that a bottle of wine?
No.
How
did you? So our positive energy emitter is jacked to 11 right now.
There you go.
But, wow.
No, I think we're done then, right?
I think we're done. We're going
to
go into next week.
What are we doing next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about the crystal skulls. Jane Doherty.
Jane's coming. Jane Doherty?
Nice.
Jane Doherty? She was at the expo a few weeks ago.
She was.
Oh, man. She's unbelievable.
She's awesome.
Oh, man.
She's great. We're very excited for this workshop.
She's coming this Saturday, the 14th.
How many skulls does she have?
She has two that she uses.
She did one with my reading. She was phenomenal.
That was cool.
Holy cow. And she... Wait a minute. So you're talking that we're going to talk about her. When is she going to be here at the shop? When is she going to be here?
This Saturday.
She's coming
o'clock.
This Saturday?
Yep, and she's doing the Crystal Skull Workshop.
And
she's doing...
What is she going to tell
she's
us?
She's doing a fire ceremony, and she's doing a Mayan meditation so we can find our Mayan self.
Is that why you made me come down in full firefighter outfit?
So there's a lot of us looking very forward to
What do you mean
it.
Fire ceremony?
She's having a little
park,
fire ceremony.
You're going to dance around naked around the fire?
I'll bring the truck down.
She's doing a lot at this meditation. You know, we're excited because
but Jane's like one of the premier medium psychics in like the whole United States.
Yes, and crystal skull educator. She's very educated
very cool.
on the crystal skull.
She is phenomenal.
So we're going to talk about that next week, and hopefully Jane will see if Jane's available to...
Well, quick story about Jane.
Oh.
When she was here to do the seance.
Oh.
Remember she sat there and she told me about my mom and this and that. And then she sat back down. She went around the room and she did everybody else. And then she sits and she goes, Charlie, I keep getting your name. I don't know why I keep getting your name. She says, I know you're Charlie. She says, I just keep getting your name Charlie. I said, well, my dad's name was Charlie. And she goes, that's it. Your father's talking through me for you. That was amazing.
Yep.
She was amazing.
Well, you made me cry.
Well, Jane, if you're listening, you're the best.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't mean to take any time, but, you know.
And, no, it's good.
And I promise, Jane, I'll take a bunch of downers so my Aries energy won't be driving everybody else crazy.
Yeah, she has to move Mark around.
Impossible. She has to move him out of the parking lot.
That's it.
So we're going to fill you all in on the crystal skulls next week and hopefully have a few guests.
Are there any open slots for Jane's thing, or
yes.
is there all?
Yeah.
There are open
yeah,
slots.
Yeah, we actually made room, so there we
you
can
made more
we
room.
Can fit.
So if
fit a few more people.
Somebody was listening, nudge nudge, wink wink, know what I mean? Say no more. And they wanted to possibly come down to the store at the location of
3617 Route 23 South, Hamburg, New Jersey. Or they can just
call.
What's the phone number? They
yeah.
can call 973-209-7070, or they can email me at trinitymetaphysical@yahoo.com.
But that is 973-209-7070. Just in case you didn't get the first
and then,
time.
And so they can come down and meet Jane, and also maybe meet all of us.
Yes, because
yeah.
bonus.
Whoa.
That's worth the price of admission. Right
I
there.
Might even get a haircut for this.
Which one?
You need all a few haircuts.
No, I got to keep the ones I have. I'm gonna
just rub Nair all over your body.
I did that once. It was a horrible experience. It burned for a week.
Well, I'll better you than me. I mean, you.
We probably need to tap out about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, let's tap out
we're
now.
Having
it's
fun.
Almost 8:30.
All right, everybody. Well, we're going to say thank you very much from...
Jackie.
Mercedes.
Jolly.
Mark. And Vera, who hung up on us.
And
Dana, who's over there, too.
How about Jill?
Jill
from Illinois. You know what? Thank you for being the first caller routed through our new Behringer, whatever model
this
is.
Yeah, but
this,
you
is,
know what?
Yeah, this
sorry
is the first night with our new
sound
system.
We didn't have more time because we had the other, what, there were like 40 people waiting online. I can't.
I know.
You know, we should have talked better, so we shouldn't have had such a good time.
We should drink more Mountain Dew instead of the
Mountain
other stuff.
Mountain Dew, yeah, that's it, yeah. Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh. All righty, so we'll see you next week for those of you that did listen in. And maybe we'll see some of you on Saturday, waiting for the phones to ring. Operators are standing by. And again, thank you from everybody. And you have a wonderful day, positive thoughts, and we'll think of you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.